Thanks, Kels, and this is Rob Lennon back with you here at the Chris Stringer Memorial Gymnasium in Wasilla, Alaska, where we're getting ready for the second half of action between the Wasilla Lake Christian Academy Spartans and the King Cove Rookies. The Rookies with a 31-11 halftime lead. Scoring for the Rookies in that first half were led by Raylene Kachutin with 12. Shauna Calver had 10. 4 points for Raven Samuelson, two each for Courtney Wilson and Shauna Wheeler, and Honey Lou Wilson rounded out the Rookie scoring with a foul shot for 1 point. Remember, after this game, we're going to be bringing you live action as the undefeated King Cove T-Jacks take on the Wasilla Lake Christian Academy Spartan boys squad, and that'll be following this game about 10 to 15 minutes after the conclusion of the girls' game here tonight. Tomorrow night, we're scheduled to be with you again from Anchorage as both teams will take on Lumen Christi in their final road game before flying down on Thursday morning to Bristol Bay to participate in the Sockeye Classic along with the Sandpoint Eagles. So the Rookies will get the ball first, inbounding on the far side. The referee bounces the ball and blows the whistle, hands the ball to Shauna Calver. She inbounds to Kelsey Lanham, and this one is underway in the second half. Shauna with the ball to Kelsey on the wing. Nice bounce pass on the give and go to Shauna. Shauna trapped there, gets it back out to Michaela McCallum. Michaela gets it back to Shauna at the top of the key. Here's a lob pass for Michaela. Bounced in nicely to Shauna Wheeler. Back to Michaela. She dribbles around and gets it to Shauna Calver. Shauna goes right side to Kelsey Lanham outside a three-point arc. She dribbles back to Shauna. Back to Kelsey inside. Her shot partially blocked. They picked up by Courtney Wilson. And she attempts to pass it out to Kelsey Lanham, but is called for the travel. And the Rookies have a turnover with 7:33 to play in the third quarter. King Cove 31, Wasilla Lake 11. Spartans with the ball now, bringing it up across the timeline. Come in right side, right below us. Inbound or pass down low in the right corner on the block. Kick back out to the right corner. Here's a shot up, no good. The ball is saved in by Shauna Wheeler. And here's a pass by Courtney Wilson to Shauna Cower, but she throws it too far. And it's recovered out near the half-court line by the Spartans. It's at the top of the three-point arc, right wing, down low on the block. Number 26 goes in, and the ball is loose, and it's grabbed there by Shauna Cower. Shauna now on the fast break, looking down low for Shauna Wheeler. She's wide open, and Shauna Wheeler puts it in for 2 points. And the Rookies have now tripled the Spartans, 33-11. Shauna Wheeler gets her fourth point of the night. On a nice assist from Shauna Joel Calver. The Spartans with the ball, the top of the key, over the top of the arc. Three players there converging, and Courtney Wilson ties up the Spartan player, and the possession arrow will point to the Spartans. They'll have the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. And the ball is inbound. There's a trap in the corner by the Rookies, and we're going to have, I think, a reach-in on Shauna Wheeler. That is the call. I found Shauna Wheeler, her first, team's first in the half. Spartans call the play, slap the ball, trying to inbound, gets it inbounds there on the block, the pass back out to the right corner, nearly intercepted by Michaela McCallum. Number three splits the defense, passes across the lane to number five. Her shot is in and out, no good. Here's a rebound up, and no good, and there's going to be a foul on Kelsey Lanham as she fouled number 26 for the Spartans, and the Spartans will shoot two. First foul on Kelsey, team second. And the Wasilla Lake is at the line with 6:23 to go here in the third quarter. The first shot is up, no good off the back of the iron. She'll have one more. Dribbles the ball. Takes aim, the shot is up, and that one's good. And it's 33-12, Rookies. Shauna Cower gets the ball into Michaela McCallum. She dribbles it, bounce pass back to Shauna as she crosses the timeline. Pass it down on the wing for Kelsey Lanham. Kelsey holding the ball high. Dribbles back, pass it to Shauna. She goes down the left corner. Nice pass to Michaela. And the Rookies are going to have a turnover. Courtney Wilson called for a three-second violation. Nice ball movement there by the Rookies, but Courtney got a little stationary there in the lane and draws the three-second call. 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Rookies 33, Spartans 12. Spartans bring the ball up at the point. Now deep on the right wing, down the right corner. Double teamed by the rookies. And the pass is tipped away by Michaela McCallum. Michaela playing good defense there, but it's out of bounds off of her back to the Spartans. Honey Lou Wilson checks in the game now for Courtney Wilson. Honey Lou, Michaela, Shauna Wheeler, Shauna Jo Calver, and Kelsey Lanham on the floor for the rookies. And the rookies' defense got on one side there, but the Spartans weren't able to take advantage. Now there's right below us here a triple team on the ball handler. She gets the pass over to number three. Crossover dribble goes in the lane. Nice move. The shot is up. No good. And the putback, no good. And let's see the call here. Over the back on Honey Lou Wilson. Thought that's what it looked like. That's Honey Lou's second foul, and I believe the third and a half already for the rookies. Spartans ball underneath the basket. Here's a bounce pass out. It's high up there in the corner, and the possession arrow, I think, should point be to the Spartans again. So they'll inbound the ball over by the right corner on the baseline. And now they correct it. So it will be rookies' ball. 5:28 to play in a slow-moving third quarter so far. Rookies leading the Spartans 33-12. Michaela bounce pass to Shauna Cowher. She dribbles up, launches it to her pass for intended for Kelsey Lanham. It's picked off. The Spartan player goes down for the fast break. Her shot is up, no good. Nice recovery by Shauna Cowher. Shauna Wheeler with it. Long pass out to Honey Lou Wilson. Honey Lou drives down, puts it up, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Honey Lou to the Spartans. So Honey Lou had not gotten back on defense yet when Shauna Wheeler pulled that one down and had a good attempt to under the basket, but missed it. And the score remains 33-12, rookies, as we go underneath 5 minutes. And now we're going to have another foul on the rookies. And that one also against Honey Lou Wilson for a reach-in, as the rookies had a triple team, her third, team's fourth. Spartans trying to inbound the ball. Here's a lob pass out, and then the shot is going to be short and grabbed by Shauna Wheeler. Shauna wrestles it down. She's got Shauna Calver ahead. She gets it to her. Shauna Calver goes up. No good. Off the front of the rim. Came off the board and rolled off the rim. The Spartans come back the other way. Shauna Calver knocks the ball loose from behind, and she's going to draw the foul. And that's Shauna's first. And the team fouls are quickly mounting here for the rookies. So they're looking to step slow here, and they're not finishing their fast breaks. And so far, they've only scored 2 points here in the quarter. Spartans with the ball, dribbling down the right wing, down to the corner. The baseline's open. No one cuts the baseline. And here's a shot blocked by Shauna Calver, but she's going to draw another foul. And that's the case. And that's a shooting foul against Shauna Joe. And Wasilla Lake will go to the line for two, number 20 at the line, with 4:31 to play here in the third quarter. She dribbles the ball, puts the first one up, off the left side, no good. And a substitute in now for the Spartans, number 14, enters the game, and number 3. And now we've got a timeout by the King Cove rookies. Coach Connie Newton calls a 30-second timeout. The rookies, as we said, seem about a half a step slow so far in defense, playing a lot of defense with their hands and reaching for the ball. They've had a couple of traps that would have resulted in five-second calls or steals, but they've been called for reach-ins and unnecessary fouls. Thus far, Wasilla Lake not able to capitalize, being outscored by the rookies 2-1 so far in the first 3.5 minutes of action. Here in quarter number 3. Again, if you joined us late, we're here at the Chris Stringer Memorial Gym in Wasilla, Alaska, where tonight we're bringing you a doubleheader between the Wasilla Lake Christian Academy Spartans and the King Cove rookies in this game, and then later the undefeated King Cove Thunderjacks. And as we mentioned earlier, this gymnasium is a unique facility. They have the gym floor down below. Only players, coaches, and officials are allowed on the gym floor. The viewing audience is up on the balcony, which wraps entirely around the gymnasium and actually hangs out over the playing surface. As I look down, I'm looking right at the three-point line underneath me. And if I drop my pen or paper, it's going to be in the court of play. It's going to be in play, so that's a possible hazard here. A neat facility, though, as we said, that brings to mind the beginning of basketball. And Dr. James Naismith nailed up two peach baskets in a barn and gave the boys a ball, and they started playing, and it's been going ever since. Both teams back on the floor now after the timeout. Spartans will have one more free throw. Number 20 dribbles the ball, wearing stylish blue and yellow shoes. Puts up the shot, and it's no good. The rebound by Honey Lou Wilson bounced over to Shauna Cower. Shauna brings it up the right side. Lob pass to Michaela McCallum. Michaela's shot is up, no good. Tipped over there. Kelsey Lanham recovers it in the corner. Lob pass inside for Shauna Wheeler. She goes up and scores. And we have a referee's timeout. The number 14 for Wasilla Lake took maybe an elbow to the nose. She's kind of kneeling down there holding her face. And they're going to bring in a sub for her. Shauna Wheeler now with all four rookie points here in the second half. And the Spartans coach walking number 14 to the sideline. Looks like that's what it was. Probably an elbow either to the upper lip or the nose. And she'll go take a quick break and be right back in, I'm sure. Spartans bringing the ball up. The ball is passed over the right wing, and it's loose there. Honey Lou Wilson rips it away. Tries to get it to Shauna Cower. It's stolen. Gets it back to Shauna. Shauna gets over to Michaela. Michaela drives down. Kicks the ball to Shauna. And Shauna just traveled with the ball. And it looks like Shauna took a shot to the nose, too. And Raylene Cochutin will enter the game for Shauna Jo Calver. So, got an epidemic here of blows to the face. Well, now, that was interesting. One referee signaled a traveling call on Shauna Calver. She went to the sideline. Raylene Cochutin came in. They handed the ball back to the rookies. And the rookies took the ball the wrong direction and got an over and back call. Now the Spartans have the ball, and the rookies were on the wrong end of the floor. And we're going to have a foul on Kelsey Lanham, her second. As just a couple of King Cove defenders got to the right end of the floor, and they were outnumbered about 5-3. Kelsey attempted to stop the shot and did, but drew the foul. Number 20 back at the line for two. She dribbles, bends her knees. Puts the ball up. Nice-looking shot, but no good off the left side of the rim. She'll have one more. 3:48 to go here in the third period. King Cove rookies, 35. Wasilla Lake Christian Academy Spartans, 12. Second shot coming. And the shot is up. Good rotation. Off the backboard again. Nice free throw there by Wasilla Lake. And the rookies' lead is 35-12 as Raylene Cochutin brings the ball across the timeline. Dribbles left, lobs it to Michaela. Michaela dribbling, gets it back to Raylene. Raylene, a long pass over to Kelsey. Bounce pass into Honey Lou. Nice pass. She missed the shot. And it's out of bounds off of Shauna Wheeler, who hustled trying to save it. Spartans ball. We said earlier, if the rookies can get to where they hit 70 or 80% of their attempts inside the block, they're going to be tough to beat. But until then, Coach Newton's going to continue to be frustrated, running good plays, making nice passes, but they've not been finishing. Candace Mack in the game now, and there's pass right below us, double teamed by Kelsey Lanham and Candace Mack. Candace now almost tied up, and the Spartan player steps on the line, and the ball's going to go over to the rookies. That one was right, but he has had to hang over the railing actually to see what was taking place. Candace Mack will inbound the ball to Raylene. Raylene with a smile. She chews the gum and takes the pass. Dribbles across court. Raylene with a nice game tonight. 12 points so far. She goes down and takes an uncontested shot from the foul line and misses it. And the Spartans grab the rebound. And now we're going to have a reach-in foul. Nope, they're going to call a jump ball. Oh, they're calling an elbow on the Spartan player who got the rebound, and she threw the elbow around into Honey Lou Wilson, and she draws a foul. Here's an inbounds pass to Candace Mack. Her shot is up no good. Honey Lou Wilson misses the layup. The ball is loose, and the Spartans come away with it. Trying to bring it down, harassed by Raylan Cochutin. And they get it down in the left wing. Here's a shot off the glass, no good. And the ball's going to stay with the Spartans. Actually looked like the Spartans were over the back of Honey Lou Wilson there, but they got away with it. So they'll inbounds here down in the left corner to number 20, outside the three-point arc on the left wing to number 7. She hands off to number 3, who dribbles across the three-point line to the other side. Number 26 is double-teamed there, and Candace Mack forces a tie-up. And the possession arrow should point, I believe, back to the Spartans, and it will. 2:34 to play, third quarter action. Kiko Rookies 35, Wasilla Lake Spartans 13. Wasilla Lake inbound right beneath this long pass to the other side. Number 7 dribbles around. They have it on the right wing down the right corner. Nice defense again by Candace Mack. Ball is out on the right wing back to the corner. Here's a long two-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Kelsey Lanham. Kelsey dribbles her pass close out to Raylene Cochutin. And there was a travel by Raylene that wasn't called. She gets it to Candace. Back to Kelsey by the three-point line. Her bounce pass is intercepted. And the Spartans come back with it. So good look by Kelsey, but too late. And here's a foul by Raylene Cochutin right beneath us. If she tried to squeeze between a defender and steal the ball. And I think that's going to put the Spartans in the bonus. And they will be shooting a 1-1. 10 minutes left to go in this one, counting the next quarter. So they're going to be in the bonus for quite some time. If they can hit their free throws, they could get back in this one. And now we have some wholesale substitutions for the rookies. Raylene Cochutin and Kelsey Lanham go out. Danielle Carlson and Shauna Cowher come in. Number 3 at the line for the Spartans. She puts it up without dribbling and makes the shot. She'll get her second one. And as the rookies have looked a little slow here in the third period, I think they may be showing the effects of this arduous schedule. Second shot is off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Shauna Wheeler. She dribbles around and gets it over to Shauna Calvert. Takes it across the timeline on the right side to Candace Mack. Candace open, gets it back to Shauna. Shauna looking down low for Shauna Wheeler. Shauna's shot is up and good. And Shauna now has 6 points here in the period. All the points for the rookies, and their lead is 37-13. Shauna Wheeler, one of the bright young players for the rookies, a freshman, and she shows really good poise around the basket and is able to make a lot of those inside shots. Here's a shot no good by the Spartans right below us, and it goes far side over Shauna Calver and knocked out of bounds by the Spartans. Rookies ball in bounds. 1:30 to play here in the third quarter. 37-14, rookies with the lead. The ball goes into Honey Lou Wilson. She pivots, nearly traveled, over to Danielle Carlson, and she's fouled there. A non-shooting foul on the floor by number 7 for the Spartans. And Shauna Jo Calver will take the ball out of bounds by the rookie's bench. The referee passes the ball to her, and Shauna inbounds long to Candace Mack on the other side. She dribbles down the right wing, gets it back to Shauna at the free throw line. Lob pass for Candace. She takes the dribble, puts it up, no good. Honey Lou Wilson with the rebound, and her shot is no good, but she'll draw the foul and go to the line to shoot two. Nice position there by Honey Lou on the offensive glass. And she grabs a rebound and will be rewarded with 2 free throws. And she attempts to add to her point total for the night. She had 1 in the first half, and she made 1 of 2 from the line. She dribbles, bends her knees, puts this one up, and rolls off the rim. No good. She'll have 1 more. The referee gives her the ball back. Honey Lou dribbles, sights this one in, puts it up, off the backboard, no good. The rebound is grabbed there by Shauna Calver. Her shot, no good. Shauna Wheeler gets it back, passes out to Shauna Calver for a 7-footer off the back to rim, no good, and it goes out of bounds to the Spartans. But Shauna Calver with a couple of nice shots there, couldn't get him to go. And those of you that know Shauna Jo, she's got a real nice shooting touch from about 10 feet in. And normally would make 1 of those, but not on that trip. Spartans ball, they bring it across the timeline. And we have a traveling violation on number 7. She pleading her case to the referee, not real happy with that one. But that's the call, and it'll be turned back over to the rookies. And there was a malfunction with the clock. The clock showed no time, but it actually should have shown 1 minute. The referees blow the whistle. Now give the ball back to the rookies. And Shauna Joe inbounds to Candace Mack. Candace bounce pass back to Shauna Joe as we're under 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Danielle Carlson into Honeylou Wilson. Honeylou shot is no good, and it's brought down there by the Spartans. Nice crossover dribble by number 26. Gets it to number 7 across the timeline. Coming down the right side, right below us, defended by Danielle Carlson. Now we've got a trap by Danielle and Shauna Joe, and Shauna Joe ties the ball handler up. And a possession arrow points to the rookies. So another turnover by the Spartans. Rookies ball out of bounds right beneath us with 39 seconds to play. Shauna Calvert takes the ball across the timeline. Looks down the right side for Candace Mack. Back to Honeylou Wilson to Candace for a 12-footer off the glass. No good. The rebound is lost out of bounds by Honeylou Wilson, and it'll go back to the Spartans. 27.5 to play in the third quarter. 37-14. Rookies lead the Spartans. Danielle Carlson applies pressure at half court as the ball comes across the timeline. Here's a lob pass on the right wing, right below us. Back to the point, left wing. Dribbles in, gets it back to the foul line. Double team there, brings it across the right side on the wing below us. Fake shot. Now here's a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound is loose, grabbed by the Spartans. 5 seconds to play, they get the ball at the three-point line. Now it's stolen away by Danielle Carlson. She does not get her shot off in time. If she could have seen how much time was left, I think she could have launched a three there. But nevertheless, no basket there for Danielle as time runs out here in the third quarter. At the end of three, she does not get her shot off in time. If she could have seen how much time was left, I think she could have launched a three there. But nevertheless, no basket there for Danielle as time runs out here in the third quarter. At the end of three, the score of King Cove rookies 37,